All right. Well, once again, welcome to New Life. And we're continuing our series called It's Personal, as Janet mentioned. And I am just so thrilled. This has been a blessing to me, actually, because, as I mentioned last week as well, when I had asked Melinda, she had already told me her story. And I said, oh, would you be willing to give that to the congregation in the It's Personal series? And she was like, immediately, yes. And so my normal expectation is that when you ask somebody to speak in public, people just kind of pull back and say, well, let me think about it, and then you never hear from them again. And this year, it has been so entirely different. And I think it's because God has a story to tell through each of you. And that's what we want to display in this series as well. So once again, several weeks back as I was putting this series together, I was thinking, oh man, who else do I know has a story? And so it was a Sunday morning. I was just kind of walking around in the foyer there, and Tim Vandenberg walked in, and I thought, oh, I know he has a story. And so I went to him thinking, okay, yeah, so I'm going to have to explain it to him. I'm going to have to encourage him. I'm going to have to, you know, draw it out of him. And so I started explaining to Tim, hey, Tim, would you be willing to tell your... Yeah, he says, yeah, I can do that. Yep, 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 yeah, 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 just let me know when. And so, Tim, it's today. Where are you? Come on up. And please welcome Tim. You were prepared, though, right?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Bless you, man.
All righty. So, yeah, maybe I'll just start off by reading the verse again. I'd say it's not really like a life verse that it's like, oh, I memorized it, and it's like, that's like my strength or anything, but it's just kind of a verse that's kind of continually come up for me, and is like kind of like every time it comes up, it's like, oh, man, like kind of impacts me. So, yeah, it's, I am the true vine, that's Jesus talking, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's very repetitive. But I just think a couple things that really impact me about it is the image of God as a gardener, and just like him like weeding and pruning, and just like, I don't know, that image is just very strong for me. And then, yeah, the last line about apart from him, we can do nothing. And yeah, just kind of maybe a quick overview of my story. I just feel like when I was younger, I had really divided loyalties. Like, I feel like I was I always followed the path of least resistance. And I think that's the only reason I would really call myself a Christian, because then no one would question me on it, you know? But I feel like I really loved things of the world more than I loved my faith. Like, I'd rather play sports, video games, read books, like, most other things I'd rather do than like spend time with God. I had a prayer life, but I think like a big struggle I had was like my faith never really made me feel good. It always made me just feel like guilty, and I always just felt like, yeah, I don't know, it just wasn't doing anything for me. And I always had this like hope of like I'm also kind of like an independent person, so I just had a hope of like, oh man, once I like leave the house, there's like, you know, there's so much more out there for me to like experience and like do with my life. And I was just kind of like, how can I do the bare minimum so that no one questions me? And that was kind of my younger days a lot of the time. And yeah, I remember having like a distinct conversation with a friend in high school. Like, I think we were just about to like graduate. I remember like saying the words like, man, I just feel like the world has so much to offer. And so, yeah, I feel like I kind of ended up doing that. And so for the next couple of years, I just kind of like just did whatever felt good and just kind of like yeah, tried to be cool and tried to like have cool experiences. And yeah, I just found like, it just led to like such emptiness and like helplessness and like disappointment, and like nothing was what it appeared to be. And yeah, so I ended up kind of like going back to God, just because that was like the only thing that had hope. Like everything else had just led to like emptiness and disappointment, and I still had hope in God. But then I just like found myself, like I kind of got connected with God again. I had an experience where I was at work one time, and I think like life groups had kind of like started up at the church here for the young adults. And I remember working, and then I remember just like being outside looking at the sky, and like heaven seemed like very close. And I remember just thinking to my, like, I remember having this like strong feeling of like, that's where I belong. Like I don't belong of this world, you know? And like, yeah, it was just like, for me, that was a really big thing of like kind of a cornerstone that I kind of stuck with. But yeah, I found I still ended up, I had like good mentors. I had like Christianity was starting to make more sense to me. But I feel like I really ended up like living a cycle of like being guilty and depressed, turning to God, feeling good, and then like just being prideful, and then just like starting it all over again. And yeah, like really felt like Israel, you know, like Israel in the Old Testament, just like constantly went through this cycle. I feel like, man, that's totally me, you know? And like just at a certain point, I remember just kind of like, you almost just kind of like give up, because it's just kind of like, I just keep going through this cycle. Like, all right, God, it's in your court now. Like, you know, I'm just going to kind of like do my own thing. And I also feel like my life wasn't bad enough for me to like want to change. So I feel like it was like, even though I was kind of going down and up, the down wasn't deep enough for me to actually like, oh, I actually have to like, there's something wrong with how I'm living. And then, yeah, I feel like, it ended up being a couple years ago now, I guess, but then I ended up finding out that I had a really bad knee injury that I was just kind of like living with, and then I finally kind of got it checked out, and it's like, oh yeah, your knee's like totally messed up. And then I feel like it was like a big part of my like identity was like, oh, like athletics and like hiking and like outdoorsy, and like if that was like a big part of like who I was and how I defined myself. And then it was just like taken away. It was just like gone. And I was just like, man, you know, like, man, I really want to be like healed from this, because this is like all, you know, this is like who I am, and like this is just like terrible, you know? And just like, and then I remember thinking to myself, like, man, but I think I have like worse problems, you know? Like I end up just kind of like, it made me really reevaluate my life, and like I'm like, man, I'm like, I'm a Christian, but I'm not that happy, you know? And like God's doing really cool things in my life. Like I believe God now, because like I've had all these experiences, he's doing all these like good things, but it's like I don't have like the joy of the Lord, you know? Like you're singing all these songs, it's like I don't actually feel that way, you know? Like I'm like, I don't love God, you know? Like if I really think about it, you know, like, oh, I respect him, and like, you know, like I had all these like, yeah, respected him, but I just didn't like, I didn't love him, right? And so I just kind of like, I was kind of going through that. And then it ended up being like the next week where we did the men's retreat with Aaron Bart the first time. And it was kind of funny, like he kind of like kept bringing up this line about like, yeah, and then God just like takes you out at the knees. And he just like kept saying that like over and over again. I'm like, oh, man, I think he's just speaking to me. And then, but then a big thing that he was saying that I really took away was like, let God do the work. Like your job is to turn to God and to like give everything, like throw everything aside and just like, you know, like bring yourself before him. And then he does all the work, you know, he changes you, he renews you, he does all this stuff. You don't have to like, yeah, it's not what you do, right? It's kind of what you lay down. And I just kind of like came to this like realization that like, man, I have these like things in my life that I don't want to lay down, you know? And it's like, they're not even that great of things. Like they're like, in the end, they're causing me like depression and they're like unhealthy things in my life, but I just like, I can't give them up. And I like, I just kind of had this like image of like, I had a huge chain on me and it was kind of like, but it's kind of like behind me. So on the outside, I looked like free and I looked like I had everything together and I looked like I was doing fine. But I had this huge chain on me still and I was still just like chained down. And I remember like kind of coming to God with it and even just realizing like my prayer to God was like, God, I have this huge chain in my life. I'm like still chained to this world and I don't want to let it go, you know? And I was just like, I'm going to hold on to this chain, but I need you to like take it away. And like, I don't want to get rid of it, but I just like, it was kind of just like, you need to do it. I can't, right? And yeah, and then he just like, that was a huge turning point. Like that was all of a sudden, like, I feel like my desires just started like changing. Like I all of a sudden like, oh, I actually just like want to read my Bible. Like I'm interested now. And I like, I want to like pursue these questions and it like, and yeah, sometimes it like, it hurts. And like sometimes even like reading the Bible is like, oh man, that kind of makes me feel down about myself, you know, but just like, still just like, yeah, the truth hurts, right? And just like learning to kind of just like keep surrendering that to God. And then he just kind of like, yeah, it was just this like huge turning point of me. And just like realizing too that like God, like when Jesus died, like he paid for it all. And I realized like, man, throughout my whole life, I've been trying to do like 5%, you know, like I've tried to like save 5% of myself, you know, like God's doing the rest, but I'm still want to do a little bit. And then he's just kind of like, no, like stop trying. Like even that 5% I couldn't do, you know, like I couldn't even like do enough good works to like partially save myself. And then I just realized, man, I'm like, I'm spending all this time still trying to like earn my salvation. Like I'm spending all my time trying to pay for something that's already been paid for. And just like, yeah, I don't know. It was just this like, yeah, man, I didn't realize I was doing that. You know, like, you know, yeah, of course God's doing all the work, but I want to do some, right? And it's, yeah, it was just like, man, it was just pride. And then, yeah, I feel like I kind of had it where I just started getting into the word more and just realizing too that I'd kind of even created my own religion. And I'd kind of created my own religion of like taking things out of the Bible that fit for my life and like fit into like my worldview. And then there's other things I was just like, oh, I'll just like omit that because that doesn't fit into like what I'm seeing in the world. And then I remember like realizing I was doing that and like, oh man, I actually have to like take the Bible really seriously. Cause like if I'm not believing everything that's in the Bible and like everything Jesus said, then why should I believe that he died for me? You know, like why would I pick that little verse and say, oh, I just have to believe in him and I'm saved. And then everything else I don't believe, then yeah, it made me really like, oh man, I have to really like pursue into this. And yeah, so it's just been really cool how like, man, yeah, I had to totally give up to really have him do a good work in me. And then, yeah, I feel like even in the last little while, maybe I'll just kind of like end on that. I just kind of wrote down like a bit of an epiphany that I had. And just like, I think it's like the reason why I never really like moved forward with my faith and moved forward with like, yeah, I was always kind of stuck in the same cycle. And the epiphany that I kind of wrote down here was that Jesus didn't die on the cross so that we can become God's servants and do stuff for him. God doesn't need us to do anything. Jesus died so that we could have relationship with him and that we can come before him blameless. Fruit comes later as a result and shouldn't be the focus. Sin will lose its power as we remain in him, allowing him to prune us and pull weeds, even when it hurts, so that our desires change and we begin to be just renewed to our original state. And that's just like a good creation with our Creator, like walking together. And for me, that's like, man, that's a huge shift. Like, yeah, God didn't die so that his will can be done. You know, it's like Jesus died so that we can know God and like we can have a relationship with him. And that's how God created us, as like a good creation. It was like, he just like hung out with us in the garden, you know? And it's just like, I don't know, that's to me, that's just like, man, everything comes out of that. And that was just, for me, that's like, man, that's a faith I can, like, I'm excited about, you know? And that's like a faith of like, oh man, I love that God, you know, like that God that's his like plan, right? And it's just kind of, yeah. So for me, I feel like that's been a really big turning point of like, yeah, changing from doing stuff out of duty to like, man, I want to do that. Like, I believe in that, you know, like, man, like God's love is overflowing. And so, yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it. So.
Way to go. Thank you. Stay up here. I just want to bless you. I just want us to pray and pray over Tim and then pray over hearing God's word as well. Let's pray together. So Father, thanks for being the gardener in Tim's life, for the pruning that you have done to make him into this fruitful branch on the vine. And thanks for the image that you've given us. And as we explore it this morning from John 15, God, we pray that your word will speak to each one of us as it has spoken to Tim. And we pray that for Tim and for all of us, you will continue to draw us close to you so that we can love you and serve you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, man.